Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm Attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Well, if you bring your food to work and you've experienced this, people just taking your stuff, yeah, you know it sucks. Turns out 41% of us have had that happen. Food stolen by a coworker.
Have you ever taken food from somebody, or have you ever had someone take your food? I know someone took one of your ice packs once, but that's, you don't eat that.
People have taken my stuff, the ice packs and my own containers for things.
Yeah, that's so weird.
Yeah, it is so weird. I think I've had some stuff taken, some food taken before as well. Here's what I remember me doing. I remember that I was so hungry sometime, and it was out on somebody's, you know, area, and I thought, well, there's more than one. I'm going to do that, and then I left, like, more money than it cost underneath, you know, like, that kind of a thing, just because I thought, I'm so hungry, and here it is, and, you know, and there was one, there still was one left so that they would still have it. If it was the last one thing, I wouldn't do it.
I've never taken food from somebody specifically, but, like, sometimes here at work, they'll have, hey, bagels, these are for the sales staff only.
Oh yeah,
yoink. Yeah, you know what?
Yeah.
Today I'm a salesperson.
Or
here's a bunch of pizza. This is only for the people that are watching some acoustic performance by a country music artist for our country station.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll swing by and watch a song or two.
Exactly.
But I'm eating that pizza before I do.
That's exactly why we're doing it.
Yeah. I would never. I couldn't do it, man.
Yeah. Turns out 60% of the people that have had this happen. So, I mean, 40% of people, you know, 4 out of 10 have their stuff taken. And then out of those people, pretty much more than half go, I am going to confront the colleague about it. I'm going right to my coworker.
I always love the we haven't gotten those in a while. We used to get those all the time. To the person who stole my ice cream sandwiches, I'd like them back. It's like, well, I don't know if they're going to be able to give them back to you. They probably hate them.
And if you're not going to like the way they come back to you if you want them back.
I did have someone steal my ice cream. Like, I had it in the freezer and I was waiting for, you know, when I wanted it. And it was like a couple days and someone ate it. So I just put a note on the fridge. I'm like, hey, can you just replace it, please? Because I got it from the store we used to have within the station.
Oh, okay.
Like, can you just replace it, please? And
did they ever?
No, I don't know who did it.
Oh, it's see, like, at that point, if I see that note and I work here, I'm going to replace it.
You know what I hate, though, is when the people are just like, well, if you don't want to take it, you should put your name on it. It's like, why do I have to put my name on my food? I know it's my food. And if it's not your food, then why are you taking it?
That's like, a good question.
I never once have been like, well, I ate that pizza. I thought it was mine, but...
Yeah, I could have sworn I bought it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It seems so weird that we have to put our names on our food. I get why. I get why people do it, but I don't need to establish that this is my food. It's my food.
Because human beings just sometimes don't know how to really think of anybody but themselves.
And does that stop somebody? Because obviously you're a person that likes to eat someone else's food. Will you not eat it because their name is on that food?
See, I'm with you on that, Steve. I'm afraid they'll taint it with my name on it.
I love how you think.
Yeah.
Do you think you've upset someone so bad they're like, that's BJ's pizza?
Have you met me?
Yeah. Pour some X-Lax on that bitch.
That's exactly what I'm always, yeah, believe me. They're saying that if you bring chips into the office, forget about it. All bets are off. That's the most common type of food that coworkers will steal chips.
Because it's just like a handful here or there, and then pretty soon everyone's had their hands in your bag.
Yeah, and then let's talk about the chip situation. Fruit's another thing that people will take. You know what? You put all the fruit out you want. I won't touch it. That's definitely, you're good there.
Well, where are we leave? Where are we taking this stuff from? I mean, are you walking onto someone's desk? Because if you're putting it in a common area, I mean, besides the refrigerator, I always just assume if like someone's put it on our kitchen table,
yeah, that's
up for grabs.
Yeah,
yeah.
Isn't that what? Isn't that the universal rule? If it's on the if it's in the kitchen area on the common table, it's up for grabs.
It is for me.
But yeah, in the here's the problem. We have cubicles now that don't have walls.
Mm-hmm.
So do people think, well, hey, listen, I can reach it, therefore it's mine? Is that what people are thinking?
People are the worst.
I don't know.
You're probably in some weird person's head. They think like that.
Yeah, candy, coffee. Who's stealing somebody's coffee?
Maybe it's like a Keurig cup.
Yeah. Oh, that. No, you.
Or like instant coffee.
Yeah, you're like, oh crap, I forgot mine. I'm just going to swoop by.
Yeah.
The one I hear is always a problem is coffee creamer. Like people bringing in their fancy coffee creamer and people stealing it because it's in the fridge. You're like, oh, it's just a little bit. But then before you know it, you have 20 people putting just a little bit in their coffee and then it's all empty.
Oh, that's a tough one with coffee creamer because, like, do you think that's community property?
No.
Okay.
Why would it be community property if it's something?
Expiration date is the only thing I worry about. It's like, if it's a big coffee creamer, my brain goes, I know these go bad. There's no way one.
So you're helping.
Well, I don't. I bring my own creamers anyway because I do the little ones. But my brain would tell me that they can't finish this before this goes bad.
See, my thinking is they probably tell the people they're cool with, hey, this is where this is. Feel free to have some.
Oh, so I'm not in the club. You're saying so there's a
creamer club.
Yeah.
So there is a creamer club, and if
it's a selective crew.
I have the hot sauce club.
Oh,
okay. I have a giant bottle of Tapatio here.
Oh, you mean I can't touch your hot sauce?
I told you about the hot sauce. You know where it is. It's in my hidey hole. You can grab it. That's what I call that cabinet.
I think that's a violation of my marriage. I can't go get the hot sauce.
Yeah, you shouldn't reach for Vicky's hot sauce in her hidey hole.
No, I think my wife.
That's an HR issue.
Yeah, that really.
But I don't tell everyone about it because then someone takes it to their desk.
Well, now everyone knows because you're talking about it here.
It's in my hidey hole. Don't touch my hidey hole. Unless I gave you permission.
Well, creamer almost feels like that should be something where maybe you should put your name on it. Because you're right. Some people might think that's just community creamer.
And Vicky, turns out ice cream is a big one.
Community creamer.
That's also
I knew that girl in high school.
Didn't she used to dance under that name?
She was weird.
Yeah, she was.
Sounds like a Steel Panther cover band.
It does.
Wow. Turns out ice cream is also something that gets thieved a lot. Milk.
Well, like someone's taking like a scoop of it?
That's a good question.
I'm
or are they taking
like
the whole
ice cream
thing?
Bars.
Oh.
Who brings ice cream to work? That's my question.
Unless
people like the party.
People who have a freezer, Danny.
I guess. So. We have a freezer, but there's no ice cream in it.
You wouldn't want a drumstick for lunch?
Bring some ice cream in, Danny. It'll be gone, but bring it in.
All right.
Yeah. Bagged lunch meat. Now, again.
See, it's got to build a sandwich, man.
If it's bagged lunch meat, like if it's in a sandwich bag, then I don't think I can go in there and take that.
Putting dirty fingers on someone else's meat?
Yeah, I don't want that. And plus, somebody else's, their own dirty fingers have been on that meat.
Mm.
So here's what people have to go. They got to go to Vicky's Heidi Hole to get some dirty lunch meat. That's just not the way it is.
Yeah.
I don't think that's right. No. Don't do it, Vicky. How about this? Nuts.
Oh,
if we're going to talk about dirty hiding holes or whatever the heck it is.
Well, yeah, if they have like a bowl of nuts, it'd be the same thing if they had like a bowl of candy or something along those lines. I'm going to dip my hands in it.
Yeah, but like in the office, Robin from the men's room, she's got a bag of pistachio nuts. Don't get me wrong. I'd love to dip my hands in that bag every once in a while, but I'm like, that's not appropriate. That's her bag of pistachio nuts.
Dude, you have the same problem I do.
I love pistachio.
I walk by there and I go, I get so mad at Robin. I'm like, I know I'm not supposed to have these. But I want these.
Bro, that freaking bag has been there for a good couple of months.
That's why I think they're going bad. We should have
nuts.
Them, right?
Yeah,
have
I don't
them?
Know about that now.
It's like the creamer.
What kind of... I don't think she's human. I think she's like an alien or something. No human can let a bag of pistachio nuts go that long.
I said that to Robin about something else. She had Tasty on her desk, and I was just like, Robin, how... That would be so gone.
Yeah. What are you eating? One nut a day?
I think she had some sort of like Parmesan cheese snacks, and I'm like, dude, how does that stay there like that? And Robin just looks at me like I'm the weirdo.
Oh, no. She's the weirdo. Out.
Yeah.
Eat your nuts.
Yeah. So if both of us think that those nuts should be up for grabs, they're in.
Should we just take them?
I think we should take them.
All right, that's what we're going to do today.
I'll leave money for Robin. I'll leave a couple bucks so that way at least she can replace them.
So then she can have them sit on the desk again forever?
And then we got an end of supply of nuts.
Yeah, it's a vicious cycle.
I love this.
Well, tasty cycle at least.
So let me ask you this. Because obviously if they're in a bag on somebody's desk... That's
you don't
okay.
touch it. You don't touch their bag.
But there is a person in our office.
Uh-oh.
And she has an office, and she's got a cup full of candies. Is that a violation? Now, the cup, look, and it's on the corner of her desk. Like, whoever goes in there gets to have a candy if they want to, because it's, you know, it's the individually wrapped candies.
So it's like every day is Halloween for her?
Well, I don't know.
You have to say trick or treat before you take candy?
I don't know. But see, now, I actually have to go into her office, though, and take it. Is that a violation? It's not, like, it's not a bag of candy. Like, if she had a bag of M&Ms, I wouldn't do it, because that's her bag of M&Ms, like Robin's bag of nuts.
You shouldn't walk into somebody's office and just take their candy.
The door's open.
It's still, unless you're going in there to say something to her, that's kind of weird.
If she's
man.
Not in there, then
but,
it's
I mean,
kind
it's
of
right
weird.
There. Look at it. I walk by, the door's open, there's a nice little mug of candy, individually wrapped.
The only ways it's acceptable is if you go in there for a quote unquote reason every time.
Yeah, so I go in to get the candy.
Well, no, you need to, like, you know, maybe make a little small talk and then grab a handful and then go.
Oh, this is before she's even at work.
Oh, no, that's just theft.
I think that's fine. If she's not there, then it's fine.
Oh, see, Steve, I knew Steve.
All right, one or the other.
Yeah, it was completely fine. But I mean, that's what I'm saying. I feel like it's up there for grabs. And even though I'm not in her department, I think it's more of a reward for people in her department if they do a good job. But I mean, we're all a team here, right? I do good work. Should I get a reward?
Yeah, sure. So it says, I haven't stolen food, but I did steal someone's soap. We have a shower in our office, and I worked all night and stunk. So like the coffee creamer, I just stole a little bit of somebody's body wash.
Oh, that's fine.
Twice.
Oh. Well, hey, at least they're being hygienic.
I don't like that.
Stealing someone's soap?
Well, because it's like I use it, and I, well, where do they use it?
Well, they said it was like hand soap.
It's probably like a body wash. Like you just squeeze it out.
But they take their hands that they've been cleaning their sensitive areas.
You
put it around my body wash.
No, they go into it, squeeze it in their hand, then go shower.
That's what she said.
That's okay.
I don't think they're taking the soap with them.
Right. I always love in the hockey locker room when someone's like, hey, man, do you have any shampoo? And I just look at them like, do you not see how much hair I have on my head? Why would I have shampoo?
Body hair, man.
It's for the butt hair.
I got body wash.
Oh, wow. Apparently, also, with the problems in your family, this article says you got to watch your family members stealing your food as well.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's
weird. I'm the monster in the house.
Really?
Oh, yeah. My wife has to hide anything that she deems is something that she wants and I find tasty. Like, there's candy hidden. There's certain breads that are hidden.
You sound like my mom. My mom would hide those jelly rings.
Yeah.
She loved those jelly rings, and everyone in the house loved them, too, but she was very possessive of them, mm-hmm. so she would hide them.
Mm-hmm. I wish I could. Rev, I don't know if you ever got that look. But the day that I ate something that my wife really wanted.
Oh, yeah. I get that pretty frequently.
And my wife is the sweetest woman ever. And she went off and arguably I did eat pretty much all of it. You know, she just thought, hey, I can leave some in here. You won't eat them all.
It sounds like you have the same flawless logic as I do. As long as I leave a couple left over.
Yeah.
What was it?
Fine.
Was it a candy?
It was like cookies or candy.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. I didn't eat them. I ate the majority of them. And then I noticed they were there the next day. And I go, well, she had a chance. And boy, she looked at me and she was just like, that was an entire box of Oreo cookies. It was there for, it was gone in 2 days. Really? And she just, I mean, it was such a fat shame. I mean, she just went off and I'm like, all right.
Yeah, she tries to fat shame me, but I've accepted it. So I'm okay with it.
Well, now now whenever I visit her in California, she goes, I always know. I go, wow, it's a really small bag of like chocolate almonds. She goes, oh no, there's more.
Mm-hmm. See, what you guys got to get is a vegan wife. Then you can have all the meat you want and not have to worry about them taking it. I got like lunch meat. I don't have to worry about her touching that stuff.
It's like, no, honey, this candy is milk chocolate. You can't have it.
Yeah.
Can you say, Steve, on a first date, all right, here's what I want. I want a lot of meat, which is why if you're not vegan, it ain't going to work.
It's great, man.
But you got
to
get it.
Not to ever worry, but she never has to touch my chicken pot pie.
Is that euphemistic?
No, like leftovers.
All right.
Chicken teriyaki. No one's touching that in my house.
So it's all yours.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's the way to do it, man.
That is the way to do it. You know what? You're living right, buddy.
I'm trying.
You really are.
Put my best foot forward,
DJ. You know what? When you were in your teens, you go, you know what I want, Dad? Mom, I want a vegan wife so I get all my meat.
That's right. No one's touching my meat in my house.
That's right.
Yeah. The only one touching my meat is me.
Okay.
I think, you know what? That's accurate.
Talk about food still, right?
Yeah, I think we have.
Yeah, probably.
Got to tell you about this man who he broke the world's record for seeing the same movie over 100 times in the theater.
I think you're going to like this guy.
Oh, yeah? I'm going to like what the movie? Okay,
yeah.
Probably. All right. You're going to hear from this dude at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Hey, Steve.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
I want to tell you about a guy named Steve. He's from Wisconsin. He just broke the Guinness World Record for the most times seeing the same movie in theaters. And this is pretty amazing because this is a new movie.
Babysitters Part 7.
Babysitters Part 7.
30 on 7?
That was the second time, the second movie that was the record breaker. He saw Captain Marvel 116 times, squeezing in screenings whenever he could. And 116 Captain Marvels he saw.
I don't even know how someone can do that. How much free time do you have in your life that you could go see a movie that many times?
Yeah.
Especially when it came out March 8th. So it's been like 6 weeks.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's crazy.
Wow. Here he is talking about it.
I thought it was the most insane thing ever. I thought it was impossible. I wasn't even sure why it was even a record, but I thought after a while, like, you know what? I should probably do that. The amount of time that it takes, I've had to take time off of work. I would take long lunch breaks to accommodate watching an entire movie in that particular time frame. And then just time on the weekends where I'm not doing other things.
Oh, yeah, where'd Steve go? He's supposed to be here at a meeting. Oh, he's at that Captain Marvel film again.
I don't know what I would say if somebody told me they were doing that, you know, especially if they were missing work and doing, or if I'm the significant other and it's like, okay, I'm going to go watch that movie again. And he basically, in a single day, his record was the most times he saw a movie was 7 in one day.
How long?
7
is
times.
Captain
so he watched 7 movies. It's about 2 hours, I think, right? Yeah. It's not a short movie.
That's pretty much your entire day.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm no mathematician, but I believe that's 14 hours of movie watching.
Yeah, it's 2 hours and 5 minutes long.
And then you got the trailers. It's not like you're just going to pop in.
I mean, and you also have to think about the post-credit scenes.
So it's like you woke up today, and like, what are you going to do today? I think I'm just going to watch the same movie all day until I go back to bed.
I mean, it sounds like me with Titanic on a pretty much daily basis. So.
Yeah. What?
You didn't get a world record for it, buddy.
I know, but I should really check on like what the world record is for that.
Dang.
Just wondering how much it costs him if he's got one of those like AMC movie passes. Like, it's like $20 a month. Like, I have one of those.
It cost him $1,000. The whole shebang. And he only
I'll be honest, that's a lot cheaper than I thought it was going to be.
He only had to pay, well, matinees.
Matinees, you're right. Yeah. Maybe you went to a movie screening. Sometimes you get those freebies.
Yeah, but that only is for the first couple days before the movie.
Maybe
comes
one or two days, that's it.
Yeah, so he still had to get a bunch jammed in. He only needed 104 screenings to break the record, but he was like, at this point, if anybody else wants to be dumb like me, I'm going to make it hard for them, so that he ended up doing the whole 116 so no one would break his record.
Yeah, you got to pad your score a little bit.
Yeah, I can't even think of a movie that I could do that. And I mean, there's a couple of films that I absolutely love watching, but I'm not that guy that wants to keep watching the same movie over and over and over. Oh. If it's on, like flipping around, waiting, or one of those kind of films, you know, Beer Fest, I'll watch a couple scenes, get a chuckle or two, but I don't really sit down and watch the same movie over and over again.
Yeah, you know, I used to a lot, but there's so much that the new stuff that I want to see. It's like, for me, it's a golden age of television that you're right, Steve. I can't remember the last. I used to watch stuff over and over again, but I just can't anymore.
And please don't get me wrong. I'm not goofing on someone who does like doing that, because I know, Danny, I don't mean to, because I'll watch the same wrestling match sometimes over and over. I want to see Ric Flair take on Ricky Steamboat again for the billionth time. So, I mean, I do things that are kind of obsessive, but kind movies do. Movies just seem like, I can do it.
And don't get me wrong, Danny, I am goofing on you for watching Titanic.
I just want
to be clear about that.
I appreciate that.
I could do it probably with Scott Pilgrim versus the World and Mad Max Fury Road. Both those for different reasons. But Scott Pilgrim because it's nostalgic and it's fun. And then Fury Road just because of just how awesome it is and just visually stunning it is.
That's a good movie.
Mine's probably Titanic and Dumb and Dumber.
I mean, they're very similar, both of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Very
similar.
You have to be dumber to watch Titanic.
Wow. Wow. Shots fired.
Sorry.
See, for me, it's Super Troopers or Dodgeball.
Troopers is a good pick.
Yeah. I'll like, if when they were on Netflix.
Not Super Troopers 2, though.
I haven't seen that one yet.
You know, you're best off not.
I heard that. That's unfortunate. I heard that it wasn't good.
It hurts my heart to say that. Yeah, I love those guys.
I know. They were in studio and everything. And then, I mean, I was ready to watch it, but everybody says what you say.
On the plus side, Tacoma FD is very funny.
I hear that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Part of me wonders, though, if I went into it with way too high of an expectation, you know, because of all the time waiting.
But and also, I wasn't stoned when watching it, and maybe that had something to do with it.
That's huge. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it really is huge.
That whole high expectation, low expectation to go see a movie is actually a real thing, because I went and saw Hellboy this weekend, and everyone had been like trashing on it and everything, and I was like, all right, low expectations, and I had a lot of fun.
You really liked it?
I really liked it. Oh, I mean, it wasn't the greatest movie in the world, but it was super fun, very bloody. There's even a part where he's in a wrestling rink in Mexico at the beginning, so I thought of Steve.
Nice, I appreciate that.
Yeah. Oh, see, because it's Hellboy, goofy. Yeah, Hellboy's getting wrecked by everybody.
I mean, you can't take it seriously. Just go in, there's blood, there's, you know, just stupid one-liners. It's awesome.
All right.
Oh, so he says, Steve, please, how many times have you watched Pootie Tang?
I'm a Pawn Sony. Got my dillies on a pepper tang.
Yeah.
You know, maybe under 20 times total. And I love the film.
Yeah.
But I'm not that guy that watches something over and over and over again.
Seven sound.
You think you got the hookup with movie popcorn? Like, by the time he's just going in there so many times, they're just like, here, have some popcorn.
I would just keep the bucket.
Oh, there you go. Because it's refillable, right?
You know, if I did this, what he did, I would have gained like 80 pounds.
That's true. Yeah, because if it's refillable, like you said, Steve, why wouldn't you keep the bucket? You know you're going back.
Because I'll never go to I remember one time we went to a screening, and it was when the movie theater technically wasn't open, so they didn't have the popcorn going.
Oh.
And I almost rioted. Like, I was mad.
I remember that.
I almost
was
got such a disappointment.
Yeah, I was looking forward to it as well. I'm like, but you're showing us a movie. Yeah, but you're only the media. There's only like seven of you.
And then there are times where you go to these screenings and they actually do have the popcorn, but it's like a media screening.
Yeah.
And so I walk into the theater with a bucket of popcorn, because that's what I do when I go see a movie. And some of these news reporters, like, they look at you.
Oh yeah. Steve got pro shame.
Oh,
because they're like,
this fan.
We're professionals. What are you doing with your popcorn?
Look at this amateur showing up to a movie screening with a tub of popcorn.
Yeah, didn't even bring any paper or a pencil or anything.
Oh, it was funny as hell.
Screw you, I'm gonna enjoy the film. I'm not gonna sit there with a pad and a pen trying to write in the dark, you idiot.
I had that moment when I wore like my sports gear into the press box at T-Mobile Park, because I didn't realize, that's a faux pas. And you know, I'm a fan. I like my team, so I go up there. I'm so excited to see the press box, and it was the same feeling. They all looking at me like, "We are professionals. What are you doing here, you rank loser?"
It just proves that we are not professionals.
No, we're not.
Our profession.
No, we really aren't. No.
True though. And then I've had it. I saw a guy that does PR for a wrestling Ring of Honor wrestling. He went on a little bit of a tangent on his Twitter, just talking about how, if you're covering a wrestling event, do not show up to interview the wrestlers wearing a competing brand wrestler shirt.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're going to cover, like, you know, Ring of Honor or AEW, you're showing up wearing WWE-type merchandise.
Yeah.
Because it makes you look stupid.
Yeah.
And I was just like, yeah, I could see that. Yeah. I might have done that once.
Me too.
Unintentionally.
Yeah, again, yeah, it just, oh, yeah. Yeah, you just, yeah, I've had that moment. I had to change my shirt. You were there for that.
Which one was that?
We were on a major stadium's this major stadium. We were at a major stadium. I wore another team, but from our own area.
Uh-huh.
So I thought, oh, this would be kind of cool, because I just got here, so I didn't really have any swag from the place I was going to. But somebody had given me this like rugby thing, like, you know. But it was
for, I have no idea what you're talking about.
So, well, you were there, but you probably don't remember. But you we were on the field.
Okay.
I had a Seattle rugby team shirt, like an old school Seattle rugby team. I don't know who the heck they were, and immediately they were like, yeah, you need to take that off.
Huh.
And they said, we're going to get you one of our things. And I felt horrible. I thought, well, I don't have one of your things, but it's not like I wore, like, you know, like an opposing city's team. It was a Seattle team.
That's funny.
But they were not happy, and they made me take it off.
I was listening to a podcast. This guy, Matt Taven, who's a wrestler at Ring of Honor. I'm such a nerd. I listen to all these different wrestling podcasts.
Do.
But you'd appreciate that. He's a big Boston guy. So he's currently their champ, but he's kind of, you know, a big deal in their world, and people know who he is. So he got invited to throw out the ceremonial first pitch at a Chicago White Sox game. And he was like, cool. But the game was against the Boston Red Sox.
Oh, boy.
So he says, I'll do it, but I'm not wearing a White Sox jersey. He's like, and so all of a sudden the invite stopped. All of a sudden they didn't follow up on the invite. And he's pretty confident the reason why is that he said that he wasn't going to wear a white. He's like, if they're taking on any other team but the Red Sox, I will wear that White Sox jersey, no problem.
Yeah.
But I'm not going, I can't, as a diehard Red Sox fan, throw out a ceremonial first pitch and not wear their stuff.
Yeah, I'd have to be the same way.
You wouldn't do it if you were at a Mariners game?
I couldn't. My family would give me such a hard time.
And I'd whore myself out, no problem.
Yeah, I mean,
I have no problem.
If I didn't care, you know, like if it was a Patriots versus the Seahawks game, I don't care because I'm not a Patriots fan.
Yeah.
You know, even if the Bruins came to town here to play our new team that we're getting, I wouldn't care. But the Red Sox, I mean, that's my team. So it's like, yeah, I am connected to baseball. I couldn't do it.
That reminds me of Ben Affleck when he was filming Gone Girl. They wanted him to wear a Yankees cap, and he's a huge Boston Red Sox fan.
Yeah.
He shut down production because he refused to wear that hat.
You know, and I say that, but there is part. I don't know, man. I don't think I could ever like put on like a 49ers jersey.
And
do something in that setting.
I lost a bet and had to wear a Steelers jersey, and I felt so dirty. I washed for a week and still felt dirty.
Yeah. What if you wore like something underneath it, so you know deep down you still have your loyalty?
There's some people that do that. Yeah. I know they have done that before. Yeah. That's just bad timing. What bad timing it was that they wanted to throw that way when the Red Sox were in town. Right.
Opportunity of a lifetime. Get to throw out a first pitch at a Major League Baseball
game. Yeah. That's cool.
But they're playing your team.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That is tough.
But that's got to endear you to Red Sox fans forever.
Definitely.
That you turned down that opportunity because you were not... You would only wear a Red Sox jersey.
Here's how bad it is, though, Steve, when you say it would endear you to Boston fans. Bostonians would only hate him to death if he did it.
But they don't care if he did it.
They didn't give him any credit for it. Of course he wouldn't do it. I mean,
want a medal for being the right thing?
Exactly. That's exactly what they would say. So he's not going to get any credit for it. As a matter of fact, people are still probably going, it's a good thing you didn't do it because we would have, like, they're yelling at him for actually not doing it anyway. I could see Bostonians
doing
that.
They're mad that he even entertained it.
Yeah. I can't believe they even thought you would. What kind of loser were you? I didn't do it. You're an idiot. Yeah, that's a conversation I can see happening. Yeah.
I couldn't live in Boston if that's
No, I'm so glad I live on the West Coast.
I know.
Such a different way of thinking.
When we go do our men's weekend thing.
Uh-huh. I like their clam chowder. I always have back there.
Yeah,
the
clam chowder's good. But, you know, myself and a guy from New York were at this thing, and we really like getting together and talking to each other because we talk to each other the way we grew up. And, you know, he's older than me. So, New York, Boston, it's aggressive. And sometimes when we're at these weekends and they see the way we talk to each other, a lot of people go, I hope these guys are all right. They really look like they're mad at each other. Mm-hmm. And it's just not how it is. It's just that he and I... we just speak that way. But you're right. To outsiders, it looks like, oh, God, who would ever want to live like that?
See, you have to learn to speak a little Boston, because I used to work with a gal who was from Boston, and it was at the restaurant. She's like, okay, I don't mean to sound like a bitch, but don't run my plate. I'm going to run my plates. And so later I go up to her. I'm like, I know you didn't mean to sound like a bitch, but you're an effing bitch, and just yelled at her face. She started cackling, and that's how we became really good friends, because I called her an effing bitch.
Yeah, and you wouldn't think you could do that to anybody. No. You couldn't do that to anybody around here.
But I knew.
She says it to you all the time when the microphones are off.
That's a pet name for
it. It works. Yeah.
Because I know you are from Boston, I knew that would work, and I made a friend out of that.
See that? Yeah.
Speak Boston.
All right, yesterday, Steve, he's a genius. That's why he got this one right.
What was the name of Florence Henderson's character on The Brady Bunch?
She's Carol Brady.
Yes.
Here's the story.
Wow, look at you. Right off the bat, you just knew that like that.
And I lived it, bro.
I lived it, bro. He lived the Brady life. He's real. He's from the streets.
Represent.
Of the suburbs. You want a shot at beating Steve? 206
Oliver
Rock.
For life.
No, don't. No.
Actually, I'm more of a Tiger guy.
Thanks, man. That doesn't
rest
sound
in
right.
peace, Tiger.
Yeah. We're playing Pete Meigs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I'm getting my wages garnished. Can bankruptcy help with that?
Absolutely. One of the big reasons people file bankruptcy is because they have a judgment or a lawsuit against them, or their wages are getting garnished, and so they can't pay their other regular ongoing bills. People sometimes think that you can't file bankruptcy once they have a judgment against them or once a garnishment has started, and that's not true. Filing bankruptcy will immediately stop any garnishment that you have going, except for child support, and stop your creditors from continuing continuing on with garnishments of your bank accounts, your wages, and in most cases will discharge that liability through the bankruptcy process. And we can file a bankruptcy case for you usually the day you come in.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.